after vacation in school. Well, school goes what? So early, middle September or whatever.
Well, school takes Sunday then. We used to go. Well, school starts either one you prefer. We just see school starts back August the 3rd, 31st, or whatever it was.
If a boy, say, is going to high school and leaves home to go to school, but he doesn't show up there, he goes fishing or something instead, what do you say he's doing?
He's playing his hooky.
And what about if he's in college?
If he's in college and doesn't show up? I don't know. Made off of some run. No, I don't know.
You go to school in order to get what?
An education. And incidentally, that's what you get a lot of times, is an education on a certain object, a subject. But you can go to every university in the state of Georgia, or all of the universities, and learn them, get your degrees and so forth and so on. But as I told you before, I think, if you haven't got wisdom, you may as well skip it all. Because you have all of this education, like my grandson, for instance. He's got his master's degree on forestry or park management or something like that. Well, he's educated on that one subject. He doesn't know anything about anything else. But you got to have wisdom before your education is any good. I've always put it that way.
What do you call the grade or whatever when a child first starts school? So he's going into what?
When they first start? He's going to primary school.
And the things the children sit behind in school?
He does what?
The things children sit behind in school?
You sit behind each other's desk.
Okay, the building in town is especially for books.
Library.
And the one where you mail something, mail a package.
Post office.
And if you want to stay overnight, a place in town to stay overnight.
Well, it's either stay at a motel or a hotel or... That's the two logical things now. Mostly motels.
A place to see a play or a movie?
Play or a movie. What do you call it? Theater. And,
let's see. A place to have an operation?
See if you have an operation.
What place where you go?
Oh, a hospital.
And the woman that would look after you if you're in the hospital?
Nurse.
And a place to catch a train?
Depot.
And what would you call a place to catch a bus?
Bus station.
Place around the courthouse, the whole block, do you have a name for that?
Well, we can call that a courthouse, we can call it the square, or we can call it courthouse grounds.
And would you call it the same thing in any town that you went to? And they had, particularly those where you come into town and the courthouse is sitting right there in the middle and you got to...
I've noticed that numerous times. We used to drive the four interstates for finish. Going through Louisville, we go through those small towns. Oh, I say small towns, probably 5,000 or 6,000 population. And almost invariably, every one of them, the county courthouse would be sitting right in the middle of a circle, like, you know. Mm-hmm. And if we were going that way, we'd go around this way and then continue. But now, what you'd call it, I don't know.
Well,